May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, April 8th, 2023. And this is Easter Eve. So tonight I'll be focusing on the Easter meme of global resurrection and the ascent of civilization. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Yeah, for those who are new to quantum field astrology, psychology, it's good to understand the cosmic weather, you know, the order of the universe whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connected to very subtle energies of our solar system with different configurations of planets that step down deep space energies of the 12 constellations like transformers in the source field that triggers different individuals in different ways based on their unique astrology psychology. So this is the same principle of bioenergetics with homeopathic remedies that some of you may be familiar with. And these were demonstrating, you know, quantum healing, you know, with subtle frequencies 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. So quantum astrology psychology is coming on. Quantum science is gaining traction. You know, after all these years, there's a reset, reboot, reconfiguration, reinvention of the ancient sciences of, like, for example, like acupuncture that goes back more than 1,000 years, working with the quantum field of the body. You know, I mean, while Europe was having a dark age in China, you know, 1,000 years ago, the common medical practice, and to this day, is acupuncture for redirecting energy currents in the body to optimize healing. I mean, think about that. The quantum field, energy meridians in the body, and the quantum order of the universe has been known and taught for millennia in the East, but suppressed in the West with the takeover of natural healing by pharmaceutical protocols with drugs for whatever ails you. I mean, the fruit of that system of pharmaceutical medicine can now be seen in vaccines that cause more harm than good, but I digress. I mean, it was the ancient Chinese who taught how the kingdom of heaven is truly within you through cosmic gestation from the time of conception, when a single fertilized cell creates the body in the mother's womb, which is actually understood millennia ago in the East as the mother's womb is a bioenergy cosmic womb, whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back steps down the deep space energies of the 12 constellations into the cosmic womb, where body cells rapidly replicate with creative tension, setting the matrix of quantum astrology and psychology that is activated with the first fire breath at birth, the natal chart. Some of you are familiar with this. Others of this, this is, I'm sure, to others is abstract to say the least, but anyway, as far as the global astrology psychology right now, as I speak, the sun is in the sign of Aries and conjunct Jupiter, which greatly amplifies the fiery spirit of Aries. So if you don't think things are intense right now with meltdown of the U.S. economy, then you haven't been paying attention to the really big news of a growing number of countries. I don't know what that is. Doug, are you there? Hello? Okay, I'll let you edit that out. I'll go back to where I was. As far as the global astrology psychology right now, as I speak, the sun is in the sign of Aries and conjunct Jupiter, which greatly amplifies the fiery spirit of Aries. And if you don't think things are intense right now with meltdown of the U.S. economy, then you haven't been paying attention to the really big news of a growing number of countries who are threatening the U.S. dollar status as the global reserve currency. If you're wondering what that has to do with Easter, just hold on. You know, I go from how bad things are to how good things can be. So anyway, the moon is trine Neptune right now, and both are sextile Pluto, which just moved into Aquarius, which should lighten things up a bit. Tomorrow, the sun moves into Sagittarius for the fiery spirit that matters on Easter. Anyway, that's the Cosmic Weather Report. I'm going to go into the main theme of the show right now, Easter 2023, you know, global evolution, revolution, revelations, the resurrection and ascent with the spirit that matters. Now, I published this on April 5th, 2023, this article originally. I've been to full, that was on the full moon, and I'm doing an Easter update. I added a lot of videos and articles. I say at the beginning of this narrative, which will be posted in the podcast, you know, where you can link and follow the narrative if you're listening in the future. Those who are listening now, some of you know how to pull up the podcast at Heartcom Network. And otherwise, I'll just be going through the narrative pretty much as it is, as you can listen to later with the content and watch the videos and pause the podcast and watch the videos later if that's what you want to do or that's what you may be doing. But anyway, I say at the top of this compendium newsletter that you can skip to the bottom for an inspired recent message from Saint Germain and Portia. Some of you will be interested in only that. Plus, if you skip to the bottom, there's some outrageous truth-telling humor by way of comedian Jimmy Dore. Now, I've added that since I originally posted this. And I've just added some brilliant quantum science for initiates. You know, those, when I say initiates, those have been following my compendium newsletter, you know, my blog, and listening to my radio and or listening to my radio show for years. You know that I've been really talking a lot about the Aquarian Age as being the quantum age. You know, that we're moving into this understanding of quantum science. It's all energy. So those who are interested in that subject, have been following that understanding of the evolution of quantum science, quantum reality, you will appreciate that. I refer to you as initiates. You've been initiated to an understanding of the quantum age we're moving into. So that's how I finish up this compendium. If I have time to get that far, the rest of the show probably will. But anyway, I always at the very beginning, at the top of these newsletters, I usually give this skip to the bottom for the for a spiritual insight or something special. In this case, it's both the truth-telling humor that's really outrageous by comedian Jimmy Dore and some brilliant quantum science for initiates. So, to give a little background here, as a futurist, I often get ahead of the times a little and pioneer the trend line, the future, by imagineering an optimal trending of the timeline in the fully present now. In other words, I'm dating this newsletter for the full moon on April 5th while I'm actually planting seeds that will come to fruition with Easter's resurrection, rebirth, and reset meme. You know, and I've added some epic videos, articles, infographics, plus quite a few edits since publishing the original a week ago. So basically, that's how I roll out these newsletters. I collaborate with a lot of subscribers, integrating content that they contribute. So this is kind of a dance I do quite often when I do a show. I mean, there's so much breaking news that's really earth-shaking that I want to really find the most quintessential, important, you know, life-changing stuff that's going on, best that I can find of the week or, you know, between shows, and do this for myself, of course, then share that with everyone else. And this is how I do these newsletters. I'll quite often, for a specific time or an event like Easter, I will, you know, do an initial rollout of videos and articles of the week. And then over the next week, because my shows are 2 weeks apart, over the next week, then I get response. I get different, you know, regarding the theme, people that have been subscribers for more than most people on my list for more than 5 years. Some of them send me videos, articles, infographics, different sources I have online that I will then flesh out, you might say, the bare bones of these, of the initial original publication, and basically then, you know, have a full-bodied report that's got some, ideally, you know, each show, each time I'm ready for another show, I'll have a lot of content that is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the best stuff I can find. There's always other stuff. I mean, I'm looking at hundreds of videos and articles a week, infographics, and looking for basically for people who have been following, you might say, news that's not, you know, common, not mainstream news, alternative news that's doing the truth telling that's suppressed in the mainstream news. Those who are interested in that, I mean, I have people that listen to my show, read my newsletter, and that's pretty much the only source of news that they get. I've had them tell me. I've had people tell me they don't watch mainstream media, TV, or listen to radio, but they get my news condensation. So that's my intent. I mean, even for, you know, for the few people that, you know, are pretty much fasting from lamestream media, you know, my intention is to provide some of the very best truth-telling, you know, videos and articles of the week that I can share with the list. So, again, that's how I roll out these newsletters. I collaborate with a lot of subscribers, integrating content that they contribute. So, perfection is a process, and we ain't there yet. I mean, this is a curated co-creation that's a collaboration with guidance from above my pay grade. I mean, you know, how it comes together, it's always amazes even me. Sometimes I think of myself as an idiot savant, and, you know, it's a whole, my whole intention is get the idiot out of the way as much as possible so the savant will come through. In the meantime, consider this is a work in progress. You know, it's, you know, think of it as a meditation on or a mediation of the spirit that matters for wholeness and healing, blessing and sealing at the heart of the creative ascent process, the capstone, CAP, creative ascent process. This is, you know, the capstone consciousness to conceive, believe, and achieve personal and planetary ascension. Easter 2023. And so it begins, the great awakening of our time. And I love this quote by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol, where he says, "For millennia, mankind has wandered in the darkness, but now, as has been prophesied, there was a change coming. After hurtling blindly through history, mankind has reached a crossroads. This moment had been predicted long ago, prophesied by the ancient texts, by the primeval calendars, and even by the stars themselves. The date was specific, its arrival imminent. It would be preceded by a brilliant explosion of knowledge, a flash of clarity to illumine the darkness and give mankind a final chance to veer away from the abyss and take the path of wisdom." It's a quote from Dan Brown, The Lost Symbol. And I have a thought form, you might say, of The Lost Symbol, or the archetypal universal law language Jungian symbol of the four sides of pyramid of self and civilization, and the four directions to perfection of the great spirit that matters. And there's a link, hyperlink, in the content there, and the four directions to perfection, an article that some of you will be interested in who want to dive a little deeper. So again, we're back to the theme of Easter 2023, the resurrection of life and spirit that matters above all. Spirit, matter, alpha and omega. the light of the infinite and eternal as it ascends and descends through the physical plane of mater, the materialization of the God flame. So it's all a matter of mind over matter and spirit over mind. I mean, mind is the mediator of the spirit that matters. The still waters of a calm, peaceful mind reflects the heavens perfectly and sees beneath the surface to what matters. The global foundation of our co-creation with spirit transcends the emotional turbulence which derives from the sense of separation and suffering as severance from spiritual matters. So global humanity is going through a major transformation like quantum DNA metamorphosis from the inside out. I mean, this is what a lot of the quantum physicists are saying. We've moved into a sector of space. Our solar system has moved into a sector of space, and it's 25,000, approximately 26,000 year precession of the equinox. We're coming into this field of space as our solar system passes through the photon belt of hundreds of millions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy, which is in a big, like a giant platter. If you could look at our galaxy from space, there's like a rim of planets, you know, the galactic plane of hundreds of millions of planets. I guess that's hundreds of billions of planets, actually, solar systems. And Earth, as it orbits around the galaxy, is in a sine wave curve because it's not, you know, it's moving forward, so it makes a sine wave curve as it goes above and below the galactic plane in its orbit. And we're just coming out of the galactic plane into the deep space energies of Aquarius, where the frequencies are different. And these frequencies metamorphosize our DNA, which is like a tuning fork. Our DNA is like a transceiver of energies from within and without in the field. That's the video that for those who are really interested, you know, in this compendium and this newsletter, if you skip to the bottom, there's an amazing half hour video that you can watch on the quantum field, the unified field, and the science of these of consciousness in the field. You know, as our DNA, you know, resonates to the quantum field. You know, basically around the Earth the hemispheres of the Earth as correspond to the hemispheres of the brain. You know, there's a quantum field between the ears, the left and right hemisphere. And anyway, I could get into that more, but at this point in the narrative of the newsletter, there's a cartoon that I think is hilarious, and there's like a policeman stopping a car. But in the driver's seat, and as a cartoon, is like a butterfly man, and he's saying to the officer who's looking at the butterfly man's identity card, the butterfly man is saying in the car, "That's an old photo." Officer's looking at the ID card, and the picture's got a worm, you know, a caterpillar. And basically, I like the analogy, and it is, I mean, it's hilarious. The cartoon is done very well, and but the thought form here is that we are in the universe, and the universe is within us, and the universe is shifting. Energies are shifting, larger cycles than we have any collective memory of. This precession of the equinox, again, a 26,000 year cycle, but every 13,000 years, like 13,000 years, was the rise of Atlantis and the fall of Atlantis. You know, like halfway through these cycles, there is this rise and fall of global civilization. And we're coming into that cycle, the energy of Aquarius and the Aquarian Age, where Earth will be like a spaceport again, you know, as it was at the time of Atlantis. You don't hear about that too often, but anyway, we're already connecting with the heavens. I mean, look at, in 100 years, we've gone from horse and buggy to a man on the moon. I mean, you know, this is how much we've advanced just the last 100 years. And we're right, you know, there's all kinds of quantum technologies that are coming out, again, how to navigate time and space Outside of body experiences, again, this is the video, quantum science video at the end of the narrative today. I'll have a chance to get to that, hopefully. But the point after this cartoon with a little humor, I make kind of a keynote concept frame of reference here regarding the natural fulfillment of the computer internet revolution after, you know, hardware, Microsoft software, actually, it's hardware was IBM emphasis, and software was Microsoft emphasis, and netware was Netscape emphasis for the internet, netware, and now to heartware. And what heartware is, there's a link on that. It goes into this understanding of Web 3.0 cyber ethics and what that will look like and how that works. And this is the mainstream shift from the computer is the network concept, you know, the global brain as a network of computer networks, to mass awakening as the network has a conscience, you know, heart coherence, the angels of our better nature, you know, not just the law of the angles, geometrically ordered divinity, but the language of the angels, the frequency of holy compassion, you know, heart coherence. So again, there's links that for people that are reading along, you know, with the as I go through the narrative, that you can, with the podcast, you can pause the podcast, and podcast will be up in a few days. And or in the meantime, like I say, some people can pull this up on a computer, two different windows, and you can go to the HeartCom network and the latest compendium narrative newsletter. You can pull it up in a different window and follow along with what I'm talking about with the infographics and the video graphics. You can at least see the images as I scroll down through this going through the show today. So the understanding of what's going on from hardware, software, network to heartware is really the computer internet revolution, which is, you know, you can say that it has changed things so much and has accelerated the rate of change so much with the information in the information age. And, of course, now we're moving into the quantum age. But we've got the acceleration, the accelerating time or time, just the speed of change has been picking up. And we're reaching what's called zero point, which is like, unity consciousness, or unity conscience with a capital C, and atonement as at one-ment. We're sometimes referred to zero point. We're coming to a point where, you know, how it's all connected, you know, the quantum field, you know, again, this is the video I'm referencing, you know, at the, and you can skip right to the bottom, you know, for those who want to pause the podcast, you can skip right to the bottom and watch that half hour video. I highly recommend it. It really gets into this understanding of quantum science, quantum field, universal law, you know, energies, you know, it's all energy, but you know, there's quantum science is basically the law of the angles, of geometrically, I call it sacred geometry, the law of the angles, framing the fractal order of the holographic universe. Now, that's going a little bit far with it, but I provide links on these concepts that, you know, for those who want to dive deep into, you know, quantum science, quantum reality, and where it's going. So unity conscience is the unity and diversity whereby polarity as a dance of two in one transcends dualities, divisive sense of separation and suffering, victim, dictum, you know. So, by contrast, with co-creation rules, cosmic universal law language, love rules, the logos, the law, the angles of God, geometric order, divinity, centering, connecting our common sense, you know, social conscience and social networks with the language of the angels of love. Again, heart coherence is the key to mind congruence. And you've got this understanding of the first principles of cosmic law, universal law language, you know, the law of the one, inspiring community, atonement, at-one-ment, law of the two-in-one, polarity, not duality, law of the three-in-one, power, wisdom, love, executive, judicial, legislative, blue, yellow, and pink. I mean, you know, this threefold flame concept, the law of the four-in-one, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction, the law of the five-in-one, capstone conscience, you know, the city, four square, New Jerusalem, the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. 5D creative ascent process, the capstone creative ascent process, 5D plus, you know, what that looks like, how that works. Some people like to know. So I provide some frames of reference for that geometric order divinity, the love model from individual right to public sphere, the L and the O synthesis, co-creation trinity, the integration, holiness, wholeness, from linear left brain letter of the law to nonlinear intuitive right brain spherical spirit of the law, to, you know, again, L-O-V trinity, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, synergy, balance of L plus O, like left and right hemispheres of the brain. And then the E, you know, frame of reference, again, of that cosmic cube, city, four square, pyramid of self and civilization, looking down on the capstone, where you have integration, the interaction and interface, whereby the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization are integrated with interaction, inner space, you know, the gateway from cyberspace to interspace. From the internet to the internet, you know. So we have the power of wisdom with love being centered and connected with the universal interface for global interaction by way of the holistic and whole Holy Spirit as a threefold frequency of love in action frequently, as in frequently. So the more we work, play and dance with the archetypes of God, love, I am, quote unquote, the more we see the world archetypally via the mind of God and the heart of love for optimal co-creation in the capstone, the creative ascent process. So we all know that God is love. I love this quote by Dr. David Hawkins, where he says, quote, to understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. Unquote. So Dr. David Hawkins is a brilliant man. One of my favorite books is his Power versus Force. It's called Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. This guy has an MD, PhD in psychology, and he also says, quote, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all of life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. Now, when he's talking about calibration, he's talking about the decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology, which he documents in his book, Power versus Force. So this is, again, on a very simplistic level, God is love. You know, to know love is to understand God. To know God is to understand love. It's real simple. Quantum physics, quantum science, we're talking about, again, one individual who lives and vibrates at the higher energies can counterbalance the negativity of hundreds of thousands of individuals who calibrate at lower levels. It's all connected in the field, the quantum field. Again, this is the amazing science that's referenced in the video at the end of this compendium that I'm sure some of you are going to want to watch. So many people are waking up these days to signs of the times with the accelerating geopolitical changes, plus the frequency and intensity of earthquakes and other indications that Mother Earth is travailing to give birth to a new Earth, a comprehensive reboot, you might say. One of my quotes, but I have, you know, a whole website on Christos Lightweaver quotes. You know, Christos Lightweaver is my higher self. One of my favorite quotes is, life's a hoot, and then you reboot. So imagine a love so powerful that it gives birth to a new earth, a transformation so profound that we can barely conceive it. I mean, it could happen very quickly. There are individuals like David Wilcock who's saying it's coming with the solar flash. David Wilcock and others who are into the secret space program, they know this energy. We're close. It's imminent. And how it will transform. It'll change. It'll be a dimensional shift. I'm not holding my breath for that. There is a conscious evolution going on in the collective consciousness with people waking up just by way of the pure intent of their soul contract, awakening to the purpose and plan the masters know and serve. The masters, you know, on earth as in heaven, those masters who are stepping through the veil and overshining those who are the way showers of Aquarius. So we're at the turning point, folks. I mean, rebirth is imminent. So keep the faith, hold the vision, see the good, embrace the virtue, make it so, claim the victory. Earth rebirth, due date is arriving. I mean, this is the global birth of a new earth, the big shift as a new beginning, restoring the archetypes of wholeness for initiating the foundation for a golden age with the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Heaven knows that Earth is an incubator for life, a platform for the evolution of spirit in matter, with the spirit that matters. So as mass illusion disintegrates, you know, fake news is as it's exposed, 5D conscience integrates, whole truth is disclosed. And humor is therapeutic if you can laugh at the inanity of it all. So in the content of the newsletter at this point, there's some satire with from Waken with JP, one of my favorite comedians. For those who are familiar, Waken with JP, he has a he has a brilliant video humor satire regarding what's going on with President Trump being arrested, you know, being booked, you know, the former president of the United States. And he has a news report on this. What democracy? This is democracy. Anyway, you have to watch that if you get a chance. And there's a cartoon infographic followed by with a reporter asking Manhattan D.A. Bragg, district attorney, what caused you to indict a former president of the United States? And Bragg is saying, I couldn't indict almost half the country who voted for him. Get the humor there. But anyway, Trump's indictment by way of power elite plutocrats and their minions is yet another drama for mainstream awakening to resolve the systemic corruption, tyranny, censorship, election rigging, etc. Some of the videos, like the one with Waken with JP, he goes into, you know, how George Soros gave Manhattan District Attorney Bragg, you know, Democrat, gave more than $1 million to his election campaign to get him elected. And Soros has done that with district attorneys all across the United States. And we wonder why we have Black Lives Matter burning down cities and the authorities looking the other ways. The district attorney is looking the other way. Anyway, there's another infographic, a cartoon, you know, with a wanted poster of the orange man, you know, Trump, where it says paid $130,000 to a porn star to cover up an extramarital affair. And there's another post that doesn't say wanted. It says, who cares? And it's a picture of Biden. And the caption there is, he received millions of dollars from China and others in a family influence peddling scheme. But who cares? Anyway, there's some other infographics. There's a great quote by Socrates where Socrates' statue is saying, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the losers. You know, and then there's another cartoon that has, there's a picture of a banana with the United States of America stamped on the banana, and it says, Banana Republic, a derogatory term for an unstable country where corrupt politicians use the government to destroy their opponents. So, folks, we're at the tipping point. of mainstream awakening. You know, light brings up the darkness, and darkness comprehendeth it not. But we're talking about, and this the mainstream awakening, the key to all of this, you might say, the behind the scenes, the real big drama is the shift from the U.S. dollar dominance to the global QFS dominance, you know, the quantum financial system. Most people haven't even heard about the quantum financial system. I have a link on that. They can go into it. But you can also read the shift from the U.S. dollar dominance, understanding what's going on with the shockingly true news about the de-dollarization and the end of empire. You know, the U.S. empire with, you know, the global reserve currency of the U.S. dollar worldwide, that's ending. There's a video from Tucker Carlson going into this. Is the end of the U.S. dollar here? This was just from April 6, 2 days ago. And there's an article you can read regarding this. It has the video also that says, quote, the last war we can afford to fight. And the byline here is that a growing number of countries are threatening the U.S. dollar's status as the global reserve currency by conducting global trade without it. I mean, you know, the thing that Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi threatened to do before they were liberated from their mortal coils for other stated reasons. That was why they were taken out. They were going to have their own currency and threaten the U.S. dollar dominance. And we had the whole Mideast wars over that with the coalition of the coalition of the NATO countries, you know, joining in, piling on, you might say. So you might say that's what NATO has been all about, maintaining dollar dominance in Europe as in the United States and throughout the world, you know. So anyway, this big shift is going on, and if you look at our Aquarian Quantum Age Destiny, that's a link on that. Aquarian Quantum Age, what that looks like, where we're going, what's coming sooner or later, and why the resistance to that, you know, you might say the deep state resistance to a high state resurrection is really, you know, the interference patterns that we're getting. But at the same time, what's emerging is the archetypal genesis of a new common sense and a revolution. Evolution, revolution, and higher conscience of, by, and for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, the Earth flag, you know, a picture of Earth from space, then there's, you know, on the Earth flag, you know, there's just, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. I mean, United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, it's coming. I mean, the family of man in a global village. We've already got instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities. You know, we have a unity field consciousness in principle, but in process, you know, I mean, in reality, you know, where we have a unity state, universal solidarity for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, that's the Aquarian mandate, you know, the prime directive. In Aquarius, in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within, so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So there are rules whereby Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention within and with all via love's retention, wising up to rise up, conscious ascension in a unified state, the united state of co-creation dimension. So you might say the new word is for cosmic Christ, universal Christ consciousness. You know, is that to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your netizen neighbor in our global village as thyself. You know, all global netizens, united netizens of Earth, united sovereigns of Earth. assembling components to the capstone. The pure geometry of love is represents pure intention and focused attention with love retention for conscious ascension in 5+ dimensions of full comprehension. The heart coherent mind of God, love, source, I am, you know, however you frame it. So global humanity is now experiencing the grand finale event. The instant everywhere and interactive internet has created a global village in principle, and in practice, we now have an opportunity to co-create the world wide web that we want. You know, the constitution of universal law language, framing first principles of quantum science with the Aquarian language of light at the heart of the Heartware Project for Culturing Social Conscience as Unity in Our Diversity, and our ubiquitous interactive global social networks. So be a community builder in the web of light, networking with light workers for more light, linking the light that lights every soul at heart. Affirming, confirming, determining, integrated. I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal. Universal love in the name and the flame of I am that I am. The unified field of spherical conscience that's truly spiritual, from galactic to atomic, you know, the Taurus field. And I have a whole website on the field that gets into from atomic to galactic. You know, the Taurus fields within fields within fields. Now they're all connected with an instant everywhere interactive connection. You know, like the white fire core of our galaxy, you know, the great central sun. Every atom has a great central sun that's connected with it with an instant connection through atoms and galaxies throughout the universe. There is a connection, the web of light. And there's people that have mapped the cosmos as far as this web of light. And the mapping that shows is like the neural networking in the human brain. It's like that is a frame of reference, you know, the kingdom of heaven within us. It's a frame of reference for the quantum field. And the energy neural networks that correspond to the web of light seen that have been used to map the universe, you know, with webs of light that are like neural connections that go out throughout cosmos. So it's like the mind of God, you know, the brain, the neural networking of web of light, the web of consciousness, you know, between our ears and in the heavens at large. There's a direct correspondence that's sometimes referred to biomimicry, as you know, as above, so below, as within, so with all. You know, the kingdom of heaven is within us. We are in the universe and the universe is within us. And it goes back to when I was talking about, you know, in the earlier part of the show, what's going on inside the mother's womb. Well, from a single fertilized cell, from the time that a mother's womb goes through that incredible tension of a single cell to two cells, and then splits with incredible tension from 2 to 4 and 4 to 16, where the replication of the body, you know, over 9 months, all the, you know, the cell division, the rapid accelerated growth to where a human being can then ensoul a spirit that is a function of the energetics that are infused on an atomic level with the creative tension of the tension release and the cell division, that there is a stepping down of the 12 constellations to the 12 lower vertebrae in the woman's back to create this bioenergetic womb where basically the kingdom of heaven then is within you. And you take your first fire breath at God, they spank you, you howl, and oxygen, your system fires up, and that's your natal chart. You know, the biological clock keeps ticking. Now, that doesn't, it's not foreordained or etched in stone, but, you know, the soul incarnates at a time and a place and a family and a community and a body that is consistent with its karma, dharma, divine plan. You know, it's, I mean, the universe, cosmos, hosts of heaven that send us into embodiment, You know, there's a plan to it. You know, again, we get what we ask for, embodiment to embodiment, in the course of hundreds of embodiments, if you believe in the larger scheme of soul incarnation and life's a hoot and then you reboot. You know, if you understand that we are involving and evolving our consciousness of how we are consciousness from embodiment to embodiment, and each place, time, you know, family, community we're born into is foreordained with soul contracts of things that we intend to do before we come into embodiment, soul agreements, soul contracts that are quite often triggered, again, at different times of our life with different astrology psychologies. We get overshined with the spirit that matters for making things happen. And we do. And that's, you know, individually and collectively, this is the whole process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations at this amazing time of revelation. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. This is a theme I talk about a lot. I love the quote by Omram Mikhail Ivanov, where he says, quote, "True evolution consists in learning to make use of words, either spoken or written, with a divine end in mind." In other words, to use elements of the word, capital W, word, solely to create what is right, good, and beautiful. And this quote is followed by, you know, the bottom line, enlightenment time, with amazing, I thought, very inspiring video by way of Saint Germain and Portia. It was given down in Mexico here a couple of weeks ago during a spring equinox conference. And this is Saint Germain and Portia invests an intense action of the violet flame into Mexico and her people. They call Archangel Zachiel and his legions of the violet fire to surround Mexico and to charge forth the sacred fire into every state, town, and home of every citizen, so that a great vortex of light descends to manifest the seventh age consciousness throughout Mexico. This heart stream was delivered during the Heart Center's 2023 Spring Equinox Conference called Resurrecting Mexico and Our World in Mary's Name and Flame, Mary's Name and Presence. So now I segue from that, and I mentioned this at the top of this newsletter, and I skipped to the bottom for this inspired message from the Portia Saint Germain and some outrageous humor, Jimmy Dore, breaking out of the propaganda matrix. You might call it reality therapy, which I refer to it as, you know, laughing at the grand illusion, you know, what's been going on. I mean, now this is some brilliant truth, summation of the last 3 years, breaking out of the propaganda matrix, and how Jimmy Dore broke out of it himself, and how he was a victim of the propaganda matrix. And I mean, it's an amazing story. The humor is, we can all identify with it and relate to it, because he hits the hot button. I mean, read it for you, or listen to this for yourself, and what do you think? I mean, I give him points for uncommon truth telling with very edgy humor that cuts through the mass BS belief system that's just not true. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a bullshit analyzer or belief system analyzer. So over the last 3 years, I've been publishing every point that Jimmy Dore made. I mean, the result, my reward, was loss of about 5,000 subscribers on my newsletter list. I mean, I've seen this as a life or death crisis for what it is. And I couldn't remain silent. You know, it's like sins of omission. If I didn't, you know, for what I knew, my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness and seeing the best and brightest of around the world, you know, doctors and organizations of doctors, you know, that were telling the truth and exposing the lie, you know, it's like, you know, if once I knew better, I had to do better, or, you know, I would have been guilty of sins of omission, you might say. So anyway, there's an infographic here where there's a lady sipping a cup of coffee, and she's saying, "I didn't intend to become a conspiracy theorist, but after I examined all the evidence," and she takes another sip of coffee in the cartoon or graphic, and she says, "it was either that or going back to living a lie after I examined all the evidence." So I'm kind of summing it up here. you know, have a good laugh at the crazy propaganda that so many believed. I mean, keep your sense of humor, folks, or you could really freaking go nuts. I mean, Mainstream Awakening in 2023, which is the theme of the year, Mainstream Awakening in 2023. You know, that's my whole archives, you know, at that website. That even if you don't aren't on the email list, you can keep that bookmark and you can check week to week, you know, compendiums, newsletters that I add at Mainstream Awakening in 2023. And it can be messy, but it sure beats the alternative dense, unconscious, and heartless. D-U-H, dense, and it sure beats duh. So I finish up this piece with a bonus report for initiates. Now, initiates are those who've been, like I say, they've been with me for most of the people on the list now. I've been with me for more than 5 years. And this is a bonus report for them. I mean, they've been initiated to pretty much the big lie, the whole truth, and everything in between, you know, over the last 5 years of my posting articles and videos to them every week or two. So this bonus report is what I refer to as advanced inner space navigation, the gateway process. It's a video. There's been more than 1 million views in the last 2 weeks since March 23rd. And this is regarding the CIA's declassified space-time travel system that you can learn. I mean, do it yourself, really. Out-of-body experience, the Monroe Institute. There's some amazing stuff in, for you psychonauts, you know, for those who are into navigating inner space, you know, from cyberspace to inner space, and the understanding of conscious evolution and where it's going, to where you can slip the surly bounds of time and space and go there. And the affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration of your pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. There is a science to this process, and you can do it yourself, really. So it's kind of summing it up. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Have a joyful, enlightened Easter. And keep in mind, you know, nature's ultimate superfood supplement for strengthening the immune system with more energy and mental clarity. I'm referring to Swedish pollen extract. And I always provide links in my shows to that, you know, for strengthening your immune system. If you want to get an extra boost, I really believe it's the best nutritional supplement on the planet for building health and preventing disease, used by medical doctors and oncologists and immunologists all over the world, and drip IVs for immunotherapy. Again, it's a nutritional supplement. You can take it on your own orally to prevent cancer and other diseases. You know, I'm not making any medical claims. I'm not saying you can cure all those diseases, although there's plenty of, you know, there's plenty of doctors using this for exactly that, but I'm, you know, not prescribing, just recommending, encouraging to look at it for more vim and vigor and vitality, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster. What can you say? So hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep dancing. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.